No, I was reading.
I'm just kidding.
Village District.
Is that Linda?
What's that?
I'd like to welcome everybody to the February 12th Select Board Meeting, and would you all join me in pledge allegiance?
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Roll call.
Russ.
Sue.
Boyd.
Brian.
Pat.
Thank you. All right, at this time, I'd like to open the public hearing on the bond issues, bond issue at 6:31. And does the board have any questions or discussion on that?
So we have to have.
We have to hold this.
This before it goes on the ballot.
Correct, before it's voted on.
We had to make a decision on the wording, because the wording changed because the Budget Committee didn't recommend. So that's what we did the last meeting.
Right.
So Tim told me you have to make the decision on that, and then you can talk, and then you have a public hearing on that.
So we did that, so now we're having a public hearing.
Yeah, and we talked about the bond and.
So we know the wording that the.
The wording is good.
That's actually gonna.
Yep.
Be in there.
Well, is there any question?
On the ballot.
Because the only thing that was been ever discussed was money, not what our needs were or anything else.
Right.
Something that.
And basically, that hasn't changed. It's still roughly $806,000 of interest for the 15-year bond.
Right, but what I'm saying is, do any board members have any understanding of what's in the building, what's on the building? We never even discussed it as a board at that point.
There was a question asked about if that price included the maintenance, and they said it is, that it's not a well, or there is a well, and there is a septic.
Yeah, but all that is part of the construction. The only thing that wasn't included in the construction was what it's gonna cost to heat and electric, and Andrea pulled all the information from here, because this is roughly the same square footage, and it's about $30,000 a year to heat lights.
And cleaning and everything.
Yeah.
And even Block 5, to get down there and do their thing?
I don't know if we cleaned, we just did maintenance, we didn't.
Right, we didn't do that. I mean, there's gonna be, but there's some contingencies in that.
Block 5 would remain the same, because, I mean, short of setting up the computer system down there.
Right.
But they already are part of our, they're already under our umbrella, the PD.
Right, but I figured they'd have to have different servers or whatever down there somewhere.
Probably.
Yes, I'm sure they will. But.
Not really.
But I mean, when we talked about many years ago, we knew we'd put money aside for the police department, because the board at that time knew we needed a police department, and the money was set aside for that, and that's what we went ahead with, is what I'm talking about. We never, you know, we always talked about, you know, dollars, but I just want to really bring forward that the board had decided to put money aside because a police department was needed. Three, 4 years ago, when we sold that piece of property.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, that's all I'm trying, bringing that forward.
Well, it changed. It wasn't just, it changed. It wasn't just the PD. That's why it changed to be a capital improvement fund. So it could cover anything, not just the PD.
Right, but I mean, it was in favor of.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying.
I mean, that was one of the considerations.
We didn't present it that way, though.
No.
To the townspeople.
No.
Not that it couldn't be, but.
No, well, I'm just saying that the board was new, aware of the police department needs at that point.
Yeah, well, that's why they allow us to form the committee.
So the wording is going to be the $3 million plus.
It's not quite $3 million, what was it?
$2.9.
Well, she says it is.
$100.
I hate that. I really do. That annoys me more than anything. It really does, but.
You know what?
That's okay. So the $2.998, and in the warrant article, it'll say plus $800,000.
No, because the board did not.
No, it won't say anything about interest.
The body didn't vote to.
No, because that isn't, that's what it is today, so, but we don't know what it's gonna be in July.
Well, I mean, I have the,
Can you read the warrant article, how it's gonna go on?
I do not have the warrant article in front of me, But I do, I was going to say, we want to talk about interest rates.
Yeah.
I did talk to someone from the bond bank.
Yep.
And she had given me the interest rates from the bond sale on January 9th. So it was for 5 years, it was 2.72, 10 years, 2.89, 15 years, 3.09.
That's a
which
good
is lower
rate.
Than that, yeah. Yeah. And then 20 was 3.4. Oh, is this the warrant article? Want me to read it?
Yep.
Okay. To see if the town will vote to raise and appropriate the sum of $2,998,100 for the construction of a new police department facility and to authorize the issuance of not more than $2,998,100 of bonds or notes in accordance with the provisions of the Municipal Finance Act, and to authorize the selectmen to issue, negotiate, sell, deliver such bonds or notes, and to determine the rate of interest thereon and the maturity of other terms thereof, and to apply for, obtain, and accept federal, state, and other aid, if any, which may be available for said project, and to take such other actions or to pass any other votes relative thereto, to shall be in the best interest of the town of Candia. 3/5 vote required.
So we don't give them a range of from 200,000 to 800,000. There's no money involved there.
No, they're going to issue the.
Okay.
You're going to. Yeah.
Mike, you had something.
I was just going to say the stuff with the computers is transferable. All the computers here would go over to the new place.
Okay. Does anybody else on the board have any concerns, questions, whatever? How about public?
Okay.
Anybody got any questions on it?
Nope.
Anybody on there? No? All right. So if there's nothing else, then we can close the public hearing at 6:38.
Do we vote on that or not?
It's just a public hearing that we have to have as part of the exercise.
No,
so
that's good.
All right. Approval of the minutes. January 22.
Yeah, I moved the minutes from January 22nd to be accepted as presented.
Second thought.
Questions or discussions? Seeing none, all in favor?
Russ.
Sue.
Boyd.
Brian.
Pat.
Thank you. Department of Reports, Highway.
All right, so for the month of January, we had 5 plowable storms. Really, most of that was ice storms. We had a lot of sleet and freezing rain. That kind of lasted long periods, pretty long duration. Ice storm in January. We did 7 spreader runs. We did do some shoulder work on Hook Road at the beginning of last month because the ground was nice and thawed, and so we kind of got ahead on a couple of things that we were planning on doing this summer. Trucked winter sand and then just patching. It was a pretty cut and dry month. And I'll
really save some money, didn't we? A little bit.
Yeah, I guess.
You don't sound convinced, though.
Well, these the ice storms, sleet.
Yeah, no, they're worse than plowing stone.
It really kills us.
Yep.
Just because there's really not a whole lot you can do with it. You have to, you know, nurse it along, and you have to keep putting fresh material down so that the roads don't get slippery. It's really more of a nuisance than anything else, is most of the storms we've been having so far this year.
Good. Do any board members have anything for Jeff?
No.
All right. Thank you, Jeff.
Yep.
Police.
Good evening. Breakdown of the events for the month. 44 events, non-criminal. 12 crimes or offenses. Unless you'd be happy, we even had one littering solved in January.
Really?
Littering, yeah.
Whereabouts?
Yeah, got an old Candia Road.
Oh.
Yeah, figured out who that was.
Perfect.
Yeah, nothing too serious, just mostly some motor vehicle activity for the month of January.
So are they walking the streets of Candia now picking up trash, or?
Well, we won't get into it. Maybe in the spring.
Oh, nice.
Well, that was today.
What?
Spring.
Yeah, it worked. I might just want to mention about the transmission. cruiser had to be towed, if anybody saw it on the back of a tow truck the other day.
Yours or?
Yeah, mine. It didn't go into drive on Thursday. I could hear it revving up, so I brought it over to transmission man. And he threw some fluid in there, and he said there was a leak that he missed. Apparently, when he was checking the oil, changing the oil, he saw a couple drops. But he had to put 2 quarts of fluid in.
Wow.
I said, what's the prognosis? And he goes, you replace the whole unit because it's right where the case meets. I didn't get a price, but I'm thinking $3,000 to $4,000. He said, try it and come back and see me next oil change. So I'm hoping that it doesn't get worse. Okay.
Boy, are you going to ask that all the fire department stuff be done now so they can go to their meeting?
What's that?
They have a meeting at
7.
Sure.
Should we do that?
Yeah, we can do that. Nobody has anything else for the PD.
Nope.
Yeah, all right. Fire.
Fire and rescue was busy last month. 28 EMS calls, 14 fire calls, total of 42 responses, and they're... Response time is holding pretty steady at about 11 minutes.
That's pretty good.
You bet it is.
And does Mike have something for us, sir?
You want to do it now?
Yeah.
We do it almost like they go to the meeting.
We took delivery of the ambulance Wednesday last week. It's probably going to take a couple weeks to get everything installed in it and ready to go, but it's coming along. We really don't need anything else. We just need to get the radio installed. So once the radio is installed, I'll have the state come down to do an inspection, and once we get cleared, we can put it in service. So it's here. The members have been training on it, so feel free to stop by the station and check it out. Other than that, I do have an appointment for us. So I guess on behalf of Chief Young, I want to introduce Elias Fultz. He's a resident, lifelong resident of Candia.
Yep.
Lives on South Road. And he came by the station a few weeks ago, expressing interest in joining the fire department. We actually were able to get him into the fire recruit school starting in March, which is a Monday through Friday fire academy for four months, with another one of our members who's attending that as well. He'll be under the grant, the FEMA grant, so
he'll
get all of his stuff paid for by the federal government.
That's the SAFER grant?
Wonderful.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, he is one of... probably already 4 that we got for next year. We've already recruited enough for the next year, so we've been doing really well with that. So so this is Elias, and he came by tonight to...
Welcome.
Thank you very much.
Fire department.
Welcome.
Thank you.
Solid addition right there, for sure.
You know, it's a rare meeting when the fire department doesn't bring somebody that wants to join the department. I don't know what you guys are getting over there, but it sounds like...
Cookies, I think.
Yeah.
Oh, not eggs. Mike, is the new ambulance the one when it's in service now? Will be the first one out, and the other one will be a backup?
Correct. So to keep the other one running, we'll switch it probably once a month. It'll be the red one will be in service for, you know, a couple of days or a week, and then we'll switch.
Or when the other one's being serviced or whatever. Yeah. Okay. But the primary one is the new one at that point.
Yeah.
Do you want a motion on that, Mr. Chairman?
Yep.
On the advice of, on the recommendation of Chief Young and the Fire Department, I move that we appoint Elias Fultz as a member of the Candia Fire Department.
I'll second that.
Okay. Any other questions for him or discussions? Seeing none, all in favor?
Russ, definitely.
Boy.
Brian.
Pat.
Welcome aboard. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Get your little brother on his Explorer, too.
What's this? Is this something we have to do?
Well, I guess, Mike, you want to do this now? Or let's...
It's fine. Yeah, if you want to do it now.
Yeah, go ahead, because then you guys can go to your meeting.
Sure. So I wrote together a proposal for the board today. regarding AEDs or the automatic external defibrillator, which is this right here. A couple of months ago, I had one of our members do an inventory of everything in town, come up with a plan, see how old some of these devices work. We didn't have a good tracking system. I found that the town, between the fire department, police department, the town office, and the library, we have 5 different types of AEDs. I think just over time, people bought one or two here and there. We have 5 AEDs that are deployed, 4 that are deployed to the police department that came from the Volunteer Firefighters Association. They purchased it with money that they raised through fundraising. Those devices at the time were great. They're about 8 or 9 years old now. To replace the pads on those, it costs $380 every time the police officer puts those pads on someone. It's kind of a weird system. They've discontinued that model because of this. Basically, every time you turn it on and put pads, you need to buy 2 new sets of pads and a battery. Wow. Otherwise, it doesn't function the way it should. The other thing is the police don't have an ability to defibrillate a child. So those devices only work for adults. The pediatric pads are another couple $100 to put on it. Just to give you a rough idea of how much one of these costs, one of these brand new is $1,600, but to get the pads, I'm already up to almost $700 to get a full set of pads of adult and pediatric. So at the Joint Loss Committee this week, I discussed some of the concerns I have with having so much variety in the town. I thought that it would be beneficial if we went to one device. These things all need to be replaced in the next year or two, or start replacement plans. Mm-hmm. I did a little bit of research. This device actually a couple months ago was $2,000. The price went down to $1,600, which is, I don't know,
amazing.
If they're running a deal. But
red light, blue light special.
That's huge.
No,
the price did go down. I don't know when it's going to go back up. And I also talked to the representative about this particular device and trading in our old ones, and they would give us money for that, anywhere from $100 to some of them, to 2 of them, to up to $400 for a couple of them. So in replacing all of them, and that's fire department, police department, town office, library, and putting one down at the transfer station, which is something that Andrew reached out to me about doing. With the trade-ins and all that, the total cost is $13,900. These particular devices, the pads themselves are good for 4 years. The battery is good for 4 years. It does both adult and pediatric without needing different pads.
Oh, nice.
The real benefit to these is that I can, if we show up on the ambulance, we can quickly disconnect it and hook it up to our monitor without interrupting patient care.
Yeah.
So knowing that some of these need to be replaced, and knowing that we have such a variety, and if you go to the town office, you're using a different one. If a cop shows up, they're using a different one.
Yeah.
I thought it would be good to just, we need to kind of redo the whole fleet of them.
Does this include the school?
It does not include the school.
But do they do their own thing, or
they
what?
They do. What? Certainly, I think it would be a good idea, but I haven't, we were actually going to go over there today. We've been like crazy busy today with the ambulance stuff. I never actually got over there. So we did review the purchasing policy. I think this falls under the exception because these are the only devices and the only brand that actually functions with the equipment that we already have. So I can show you if you want to see what it looks like, but it's pretty simple to use.
Light up.
A question that I have,
pass out.
Being an emergency, why in that industry isn't everything
adult mode?
Different brands.
Ford makes a gas tank that every, and Chevy makes a gas tank. It's a standard type of thing.
Money. I was just going to say.
Money. Well, I mean, that's honestly why the old ones, you had to buy the pack
the charge pack plus the two pads at $380, which we didn't realize. This one's pretty nice because if there's a kid, all you have to do is hit the pediatric button.
Adult mode.
Adult mode.
Remove all child mode.
And now you don't have to change the pads. These things need to reduce the amount of energy they give to a kid.
Yeah.
So this does that. The current ones we have do not. So if any of his officers show up, they can't technically defibrillate a child.
That's a real safety issue right there.
I didn't realize that when we were going through all these and coming up with our inventory.
Right.
That was kind of concerning that we had no way to take care of a kid.
Yeah.
So.
Would that come out of the revolving fund?
That was my
question.
I don't know why it couldn't.
Maybe.
I don't think it's in the budget, is it, Mike? In the fire?
It isn't, because we didn't really know about it.
Oh, the revolving, you mean the ambulance?
Okay. Yeah, the ambulance. Oh, yeah.
I was thinking that.
The other option they gave me if we didn't have, which I don't know what the actual revolving account has. I know it has more than that.
Mm-hmm.
The option to just pay it over 3 years, no interest or anything. It's just, we just get the bill. I know you guys probably don't like that. But that was an option they gave us.
So that's a multi-year contract to require approval at town meeting. We don't want that. Okay. We're going to pay for it this year.
Okay.
Yeah.
So.
When do you want to order this? I mean, what are you looking at here?
I don't know. I kind of brought it up at the joint loss meeting, not really having any clear sense of what the town would want to do.
I'd like to add, it was a unanimous recommendation of the safety committee meeting that we, standardize all our AEDs.
Makes sense.
Well, I think you got to get the school, what do they have at that point?
Yeah, but they have money. They have their own right, don't they?
Yeah. Well, no, I'm talking about for children.
Yeah,
they have kids. I will definitely go over there and talk to them tomorrow. I'm working.
Yeah.
Have them pay for it.
Let them pay for it.
Totally space on what I'm saying.
The committee talked about paying for these out of one of our capital reserve accounts.
Yeah.
I mean, these are good for more than 5 years, aren't they, Mark?
4 years.
These are good for 10.
Right. Didn't you?
The pads are only good for 4.
Okay.
But
the AED is...
They're an 8-year warranty.
That's eligible for... I mean, that's considered a capital asset then,
sure,
if it's good for more than 5 years. So, I mean, we have two choices here. We can pay for it out of the town's capital reserve fund or the ambulance fund.
I just would rather get it while the price is low, because heaven knows what.
Right.
So the association actually bought two of these for us in January, and they were $2,000. So let me know that it was $1,600. It went down. Yeah. I don't know if it's a promo or.
Yeah.
Give them money.
I think you ought to get them now.
Can't we decide later where it's coming from?
Yeah.
You want a motion?
Sure.
I move we authorize Captain Kelly here to negotiate the replacement of the town's inventory of AEDs in accordance with his proposal here dated today, I guess, February 12th.
I'll second that.
Second that. Any other questions or discussion on it? No? All in favor?
Russ.
Sue.
Boyd.
Brian.
Pat.
And we'll figure out how to pay for it. With Andrew.
Andrew will figure out how to pay for it.
She's Andrew will.
We've already talked about this.
Andrew will do it.
But we're going to pay for it this year.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Because the need is there. So.
And order away. Order now.
And you're going to give us training?
Oh, yeah. So Stryker will actually come in and train all of the town employees for free.
Nice.
Good.
Oh, this is all from Stryker, too?
Yeah.
Oh.
That's what's all compatible with the stuff that we have.
Oh, okay.
Mike, if we had AED training, does it still have to be like a separate training through Stryker?
Stryker would just come in to show you how to use their device. So if you had AED training through your CPR.
Yeah, we all did the CPR.
It's really just hey, this is how this works.
Okay.
And they bring a trainer up so that everyone's comfortable with using it.
Well, thank you for your effort here.
Good.
Yeah. Thank you for looking into this.
Yeah, good.
I'll get you what you need.
Get you what you need.
Yeah, exactly.
Hello, this is Rudy. Can I make a comment?
No, sure.
No, we don't want your comment.
No.
Just kidding, of course.
Just a couple of things, too. If you do decide not to take it out of the ambulance fund, then it really should be in the capital improvements plan, because we do have the two new cardiac monitors in there. And if you're looking at spending $13,000, that should also be entered into the overall plan. The other aspect of that is that there's been some people have been wondering about the capital, not the capital reserve fund, but the ambulance fund, and that no one knows what the plan is for that or what money is being spent on that. If you take it out of that, I just suggest that you made it very clear of what the money is in there for, what the plan is, because obviously I don't disagree with anything that we need the monitors. I mean, we definitely do, because it's a life-saving aspect of it. But it's just a matter of making sure that everything is transparent and people know what's going on, and they're not getting the feeling of the fire department is just freewheeling spending their money because no one's really taking a look at what's going on there. So just a little bit of a caution on everything.
I've never heard that.
All right. Good.
Thank you.
Thank you. Is there anything else for fire? No?
No, I don't think so.
Good.
Thank you very much, guys.
Okay.
Thank you.
Let's
go,
Newbie. Take care. Solid waste. Oh, no, building. I'm sorry. Building. Thing. Almost extra out of here. Yeah.
If you look at the way I did the stats for January, last year, full year end, now this year, so we're doing a comparison.
Oh, nice.
23 and 24, completed. And we did 27 more permits this year in January than we did last year in January. 40 more inspections this year in January than last year. This January, we had a total of 50 permits plus 4 renewals, which would be 54 permits. We did 69 inspections, which 9 of them failed to be reinspected. And we took in a revenue of $6,329 this month, January, which is $3,339 more than last January.
Well, we got twice as many building permits too. So
yeah.
Good.
And on the 34th Main Street, have been doing a great job cleaning up. He was sending me pictures last week of all the stuff he was hauling out of there. So that yard's looking pretty good. The one that Sue mentioned last meeting I was at on Raymond Road.
Yeah, the cars are, they're out to, there's like one car left that's empty.
Right, I talked to him, explained to him what he needs to do. He did get a hold of his lawyer. His lawyer advised him, and he did do registered letters. He sold 3 of the vehicles. One person's in jail, can't go get it. Another person, he sold it over a year ago.
Oh my God.
There's your new cruiser.
Another one sold a month ago. The guy hasn't come to get it yet. So his lawyer advised him to send registered letters to the people. If they don't come get him within 2 weeks, he has all the right to have them towed out of the property. So he said he did make arrangements that after the time frame, the vehicles are going to be towed at the other people's expense. That way he's not responsible for them. We got a few more, a couple more violations with people doing things without permits. We had those taken care of. That's about it for January.
Okay.
Mm. Thank you.
Thanks, Bob.
Good. Yes. Nothing else for Bob? All right. Good. Thank you.
Thank you.
Enjoy your eggs.
His wife is the one that enjoys it. She does the banking.
Well, we're actually for Wednesday morning's thing, but they're
going
to be delayed. Uh-uh. See you later. Thank you.
Solid waste, Russ.
Yes. January this year, 92 tons compared to 94 tons. Look at where it's set. 94 tons this January compared to 92 tons last January.
It's been a warm winter, good clean-out season.
Pardon?
It's been a warm winter, good for clean-outs.
Yes. The and total weight of recyclables is almost 27 tons compared to 28 tons last year.
I wish I could turn around and tell what the building in dollars, you know. So, no revenues in well, $700 in 24 compared to zero last year, and all depends on. But here we are, 58 tires recycled. I don't know where all
in
those
January?
Come from.
Just January?
Yeah, that's
wow.
On 131, yeah. I can't.
Why they don't leave them where they get them changed?
Yeah, I don't know.
Somebody can.
Well, no, they have to pay here.
Well, they have to pay here.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's probably cheaper here.
Well, what
do you charge now?
We just raised it to, was it $8, I think, a tire.
Oh, really?
$8 a tire?
$8 a tire?
Yeah, it was
fine. Isn't that inexpensive?
It used to be like two or
four. Doesn't seem like very much.
It used to be like $4.
Yeah,
it's like
that.
Yeah. Like really low.
Oh, that's $5. I think we went
to five.
Now,
do we pay to get rid of them?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The same price?
The money we collect is to pay to
wash.
Have them picked up.
It's a wash.
That's about what it is.
Oh, I see. It's a trucking.
It's not. A truck is doesn't look at it as.
It's
a profit.
There's no revenue.
It's a wash. We're not on the side of the road. They're
right.
That's basically what it is. The other, recyclables pushing that, your plastics and things like that, that can be, a revenue end of it. But
what do they do with the old tires?
A guy picks. I have no idea what they do with them.
They can't burn them anymore.
Global warming.
Don't they like?
They might make
asphalt.
Well,
they make asphalt.
Like the mulch for the cars.
Well, I think they tried that, but it never panned out very well. Chopping them up for asphalt.
It didn't hold up.
No, that's not that.
They paid part of 101 with them.
Yeah, look how bad that looked.
Well, what about the wood chips for the park?
Oh, yes,
yeah. They do that with them too, right?
Well, it's hard because of the oils or whatever.
And you got wire inside the tires.
Right.
So.
Kids complain about that all
again. All right. Anybody got anything else for solid waste? All right. Anything from the budget, Sue, or is that on hold?
We're not meeting in February and March because there's not much to meet about until the budget comes out.
2 whole months.
So the next one will be, because it's 2 days after, or 1 day after elections, And so the next one will be April 10th. And then one of the big things, and I'm glad Rudy brought it up actually, is they want information on the revolving funds. It appears they want like a beginning balance, what each thing was paid for, not just the revolving funds, but the trust funds.
Well, they have to get that from the trustees.
Yeah, but I mean, that at least every couple of months, I think, would probably be good. The information.
I think that's not a bad idea to have.
I don't think it's a bad idea because transparency. I do agree with
the trustees meet. I think they used to be quarterly. I think they're doing like every other month now. But that information comes from the trustees.
But I mean, it should be easy to just keep track of them.
Yeah, I think they're working on that because someone a citizen came in and said.
Oh, is that Dennis?
No,
because he's good at that.
Yeah,
a quarterly report would be great.
Well, no, it was Carla that was asking about it.
She was asking, but
But Dennis said that they're going
to. So the revolving funds are with us. That's not a
revolving
trust
funds
thing.
Is our treasurer.
So that'll be the treasurer.
Yeah, that's
the
easy.
Bookkeeper.
We only have two. Yeah, those are easy enough. And I did give the budget committee some reports they had asked for on the revolving accounts. So.
Right, but they didn't have it. Said what was spent, but it's the same with the capital improvement. They said. They wanted to know exactly
more
how
details?
Much was spent,
yeah.
Which you read off
right.
at the deliberative session, but not everybody.
That was a lot to.
Yes,
lot
it
to take
was.
In.
It was really, but I think if we can just include that, it'll.
Yeah, I'm
it'll
sure
solve
there's
a lot
more
of problems.
It's probably a more detailed account.
Yeah, I mean, we're not. I've never heard anybody say that any account is hiding anything or being.
Yeah, no, we're
I really haven't. But it'll avoid that in the future if it does come up.
That's a good point.
Go ahead, say it.
So that's that.
Mm-hmm. My overused word, transparent.
That's the key. That's a buzzword this year.
Apparently.
We just make it see-through.
I like that. Just make everything cheaper.
So if you guys don't mind, or
no,
yeah, that's fine. As long as,
because I think we talked a little bit about that before. Yeah. Anyway,
so I think having a quarterly report on those trust funds would be good too, to give us an idea of where we stand
and
for the year
and we, what we could
and
use,
what we may be able to do with it.
Exactly,
well,
instead of spending money,
the interest that accrues on.
Yeah,
we don't know
that would be yeah. that would be helpful.
Yeah. We don't include the impact fees in there too, because there's
what impact fees.
Don't get me going on those right now.
No,
Rudy.
There's a lot of money laying around there.
Yeah.
Well, but they have to put the school in. They don't have the school in there, and they have to put
it
in.
Yeah, I know.
I'm not in charge
of
that.
That's the biggest item.
Yes, exactly. But they'll handle that. You guys, right, Brian, for the planning board?
Yeah, we're working on that, the CIP, and,
Were you at the school budget meeting?
Yes.
Did I hear something about our school resource officer?
And then
how does that fall under your umbrella?
The town would hire be an employee of the police department if the board hired the person.
You can't get full-time police officers. How are you going to get a school resource officer?
Well, because that's attractive to some.
This is in last year's budget, too.
And we have to pay for that?
No,
the school would pay
for
that.
I mean, yes, we do.
Somebody's
got to
keep track of that, though.
We do.
Eventually, all of us have to pay for that.
You're right, absolutely.
And it's a part-time position, but you're right. Full-time is a priority.
Yep.
Yes.
That would be ideal for like a retired
person,
officer.
Do any of the officers go over there like and read a story during story time or anything like that?
Yeah, they'll invite us over. We will do that.
Yeah. Yep. Stop in once or twice a week.
Yep.
Say hi.
The car's there.
Tase somebody.
Where they read
Tase
Dick Tracy comic book.
That's a staff.
Right.
Every time I go over there, the principal says, hey, lunch is on us.
Taking it old school.
Oh, nice.
Well, no, it's nice to sit with the
brother.
Yeah. Well,
it is.
It's nice.
It is.
They like it.
Nice.
I like it. Right. It's nice to have that.
All right.
Four.
Okay.
Good.
So that's it for budget.
Is Rudy still on here?
Yes.
Yeah.
See him?
Hello.
Rudy?
Wake up. You there?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Did you want to comment anything on the planning board, long as you're here?
I don't think we have a lot going on, but I don't know, Brian, if you told the board that the Foster Farms case has been resolved.
Yeah,
I think I mentioned it. I think I mentioned a meeting or two ago.
How was it resolved, Rudy?
They ruled in the town's favor.
Really? Okay.
Yeah, finally.
They ruled in our favor.
Okay.
They have until February, let me see, I think February 15th to appeal it to the Supreme Court if they want to. So we're just waiting for that.
I think they're on to other things, Rudy.
Go ahead.
They're on to another project,
I think so.
Good.
Yeah.
But, no, that's about it. Like Brian said, I think you all got a copy of the capital improvements plan, the draft.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so we'll be finishing that. We're going to have a public hearing on that. I believe the second meeting in March, Brian.
Yeah, the 20th. The is that it? 20th, yeah.
Rudy, is there any chance that the impact fees will be available before another big development, like possibly on I Street, goes in?
That's the plan. Right now, we do have the contract with Southern New Hampshire Planning to get started right away on doing the ones that we were looking at for emergency services and highways. So that would be in there. Now, we're ready, or they're ready to go jump on the other ones if the budget gets approved for the schools and the solid waste for this year, too. So we should have them all done, hopefully, the way that it looks like with Southern New Hampshire Planning, probably by, I'm hoping, for July. We should be able to push them to get that done.
That would be great.
Wonderful.
That's a lot of revenue.
It would be.
Oh,
It'll wrap up everything and we'll be in really good shape.
Thank you.
Thanks, Rudy.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Well, so you've already done the appointment.
All right. Is there anything else on what we've covered that somebody had a question on or anything?
Something about right to pass.
The right to pass, that's the Donovan Road agreement.
That has sold.
It's the removal of the right
to
pass.
It's
right?
Removal.
They already sold the place.
They sold the house lot to one family.
Yeah.
And then the other two were sold to, is it Ranch Roller Coaster?
Oh, really?
Wow.
Yeah.
Ooh, yeah. Who bought it?
Get that impact fee in there.
Roller Coaster Ranch, a ranch with my dad.
Yeah, they own all some.
They've been going around, but they have purchased several different pieces of landlocked land throughout the town.
It's all Brady. Brady Sullivan.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So now this right to pass here, dated March 28th, that's an issue to them. Not
so we'll reverse
it. Official vote that rescinds it.
Yeah, all right. Let's just rescind it just to be on the, yeah.
Well, I move we rescind the permission was granted in our letter dated March 28th, 2023. Because it was clearly issued to Paul and Sarah Bessard, right, and not their successors.
Right.
Correct.
Yeah. And I'll second that.
Second that?
I do want to second
that. Any questions or discussion on it? Seeing none, all in favor of rescinding it?
Russ.
Sue.
Boyd.
Brian.
Pat.
Thank you. Yeah, that was just to make it official.
Yeah, that's good. Good move.
Any other business? I do want to say I did think that the deliberate session went quite well.
It did.
I think we had good discussions.
Yeah, and our budget was unchallenged. Yeah.
It was long though, wasn't it?
Well,
it was school 20 minutes.
Yeah, the war articles.
For what's on there this year, I didn't think it was bad.
The first hour was really the zoning petitions.
Yeah. Well, right. It was the zoning. Yeah, we've never done that before.
Right. What, talk about the zoning?
Not during the deliberative. Yeah.
Well, I think it was good to discuss
it. Was good because it was very informative.
The town attorney to chime in at the end of that was.
Mm. Yeah. Oh, okay, good.
I think pretty important. Hopefully, people were paying attention.
Yeah.
Hopefully.
Okay. So, are you doing calendar?
Yeah.
Because I think the 20th, I know I'm working, so you're going to need signatures that day, and I know.
Okay.
On that Tuesday.
Yeah.
Are you guys going to be around?
Okay. Oh, I'm going to be there all day.
No,
I mean Tuesday for the signatures.
Oh, yeah.
February
20th.
The next week will be. Because we just processed this week.
Right,
so it'll be 2 weeks. Oh, so we don't have to?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
2 weeks from now.
What's the signatures on the 20th?
For the manifest.
Remember when there's a Monday holiday, someday if it's a Sunday one and I have to work.
Oh, for signatures.
She needs them right away.
I got you.
Yeah, so it won't be till 26th.
Oh, okay.
We're going to have to work on this holiday schedule.
I know, now we're back on that.
So it's actually on our select board meeting day again, so which is good.
For a couple of months.
Yeah.
Hey, did anybody run against us, Boyd?
Nobody ran.
I don't know.
Everybody's unopposed.
Because we can't go to that. We don't have to be at the voting.
So that's just too bad.
You gotta stand outside in a slow.
With a sign.
Yeah, with a sign.
I don't know. There's been
please say no. 6 o'clock in the morning, John.
There's been some impressive write-in campaigns going on across the country
really?
Lately.
Yeah.
Really? Where do I sign up?
Yeah.
The school is
Nikki nice. Haley got beat by nobody, so.
I know. Nikki Haley.
Nevada. Nevada got beat by nobody.
67% was none of the above.
Yeah, but Trump won all the delegates, didn't he?
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
That's all messed
that's
up.
That's weird.
Yeah, that's weird.
Yeah, it is.
You know, a primary and a caucus in the same month? I mean, that is weird.
Yeah.
All right, the town office will be closed Monday, the 19th of February, President's Day. And our next select board meeting is February 26th, 6:30. And before we do get done, I do want to say that if nobody, not everybody knows, Donna Becker did pass away Friday. So I guess it wouldn't hurt to have a moment of silence. She was really instrumental a good many years for the town as an employee. So, thank you.
There
are services.
There are services, so you can call the office if you have any questions.
Lambert,
but Friday,
Lambert's.
Yeah.
Lambert's.
It's in Manchester, There are obituaries online now. So. There's two services on Friday at 2 to 4 and then at 6 to 8.
Correct.
Visiting hours?
Yeah, 2 to 4, 6
2
to
4, 6 to 8.
And then Saturdays is funeral?
It's 10 o'clock, if you know. Yeah. At St. Peter's in Auburn.
In Auburn.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
How long did she work for the town?
13 years.
How long?
13
years.
Yeah.
It was, she was second only to Karen, wasn't she?
I was just going to say, how many years is Karen going to have?
85,
it?
I
She's
think.
Just barely missing.
30?
She just misses her 30, doesn't she? Or is it 29 or something? 29.
Well, she's going to stay for another year.
Oh, she
so.
Is?
Yeah.
Oh, Karen.
Is she?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, she's not retiring
next year.
Oh, good.
I thought you were joking.
No,
all that's totally 30.
Did you say 30 years?
Yeah.
It was 29, and I thought, oh, yeah. Come on.
She
Karen.
Was here. We hired her when I was
way back. Is that right?
Really?
Yeah. Wow. She doesn't look that old.
No, she doesn't.
No, she didn't look any older she was when we hired her.
Looks exactly the same.
You mean Slickman didn't age her?
No.
She's working
better,
here didn't age her.
Better than fine wine, I guess.
She stays on the other side of the door.
That's a no-stress environment.
Oh, no stress.
Exactly. There you go.
Wow.
She's a solid.
Or maybe she thrives on stress. And it just
really
on.
Is. Yeah.
Yes, to answer your question, Patrick.
Do we have to do employee of the
promotion
year?
Oh, I'd like to
we
make
should.
A, what's
employee
that
of the year.
No, you don't have to do that for me. Don't worry about it.
All right.
We won't.
That takes care of that.
Cross that one off.
You're not an employee, though, Pat.
Well, technically, I do get a W-2.
You do,
so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kind of got you there, don't I?
We can solve that, too.
Sharp.
We can solve that one, too.
Yeah. Yes, you can. Absolutely. Next year.
Yeah, we have done that.
Oh, 2 years, actually.
Yeah.
Well, for the plaque.
We do it every
right.
year. Yeah.
Who'd you pick last year?
That's something to Rick think
Broadwater.
About.
Rick Langley.
Yeah, Nick Broadwater.
Was it Nick or Rick Langley?
I thought it was Rick.
Well, yeah, I thought so too.
Oh, Rick was on. I said, and maybe Nick was here before.
Maybe.
So it's been a while since Karen's gotten it. Should we wait till next year for her?
How about the police officer that brought Ronnie
Severino back to
life?
Employee of the century could be Karen.
Phil McPherson?
Yeah. I mean, he was on the ball there. Okay. I mean,
he's on the ball with a lot of things.
All right. I
got
really,
my sister's dog.
I would nominate him because he speaks well for the department too. Yeah,
yes.
And I'm
Phil,
sure.
Well, Don's going to be a good candidate for next year
for the dedication for sure. Yeah.
But if you don't mind, I'll nominate Phil McPherson.
I'd second that.
Yeah.
Thank you.
All right.
Yeah.
It's a good one. So do you have? Do you need the plaque taken in, or
I think we order like the little we can order it.
The little plaque
that
goes on.
Yeah, we have someone
it.
Put
yeah.
it on. Yeah.
Yeah.
I got a Dunkin' Donuts gift card for him.
Well, you not use it? I got one.
It's still
time.
Got like $7 on it, so.
You're not gonna give him a used gift card.
That's
an idea.
Re-gifting, I think.
Yeah,
don't spend it all at once.
Times are tough, but
all right, now you're up.
I'd like to make a motion to adjourn this meeting.
Oh.
I'll second it.
All in favor?
Do
we have to do that now?
Yeah. unless you get cocktails or cookies or something.
Cocktails?
The fire department has cookies. Yeah, Sue?
Aye.
Boyd?
What's that?
You in favor?
I'm in favor.
He's halfway out the door.
I know.
What do you
Brian and Patrick. Okay.
You don't have your hat on.